Do you have a fussy eater for a child?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually, that's on the I didn't say that. That's on the advertising here. Guys, Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies. Multivitamins. Whoa, I've really messed this up. Multivitamins.
Vitamins?
Multivitamin plus veggies. Essential vitamins plus real veggies. They're like veggie lollies. Fussy eaters.
All available at Chemist Warehouse. Proud sponsors of The Morning Shift.
Hell yeah.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push!
Give me some!
Let's go!
Never fold!
10 toes down, baby!
Ow. You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother!
Shush! It's too late to turn back now!
The Morning Shift. Powered by You Know Media. Thing.
And everything in between us, and you're welcome Wednesday. We're here for our morning shifters, from our misters to our sisters. We back for another show just in case you missed us.
To the dish.
It's all powered by You Know Media.
Turn me up in my headphones, man.
Kia ora whānau, stay blessed.
Don't stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one on the charts, hopefully we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it, get it.
Come on, yeah, baby.
Shift Nation.
Guys, I know we everyone's kind of still going at us for paper, scissors, rock earlier this week. But we got tomorrow off, though. Like, just it's not even our fault. We want to come in tomorrow, but just a quick heads up, tomorrow's Anzac Day.
We're paying respect.
There's no way that we can't.
You know what I'm saying? You boys getting up early, aren't you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
well, that sounds like a no.
Like a dawn parade. You should definitely do a dawn parade.
I've done dawn parades.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't done one in a while. Surprisingly, now I should be doing that.
You're driving there, you're walking out there in the dark, you are kind of going, I am tired. But once that sun rises,
mm-mm,
and you feel that wairua,
as soon as you hear that,
very worth it.
Mm. Very worth it. Nailed that, bro. Nailed that. Hey, what is on the show today? Jordan, what are you going with?
Shocking revelation. Shocking revelation. And there's a type of person that likes to do this. And I hate to be the bearer of truth, but I actually also love being the bearer of truth. So, might kill your buzz today, but it's going to be okay.
Okay, we got that. I've already talked about paper, scissors, rock. The PTSD, I can feel it. It's okay, guys, but we're going to level up paper, scissors, rock. We're going to do some life-altering decisions with the game that we hold to the highest integrity, paper, scissors, rock. And yes, it is paper, scissors, rock, a little bit later on in the show. Mark, we go back to True News.
We do indeed. I've got three great stories to talk about. When I say great, the stories that we need to be knowing about.
Okay, love that. Sold that dream right there. And finally, we end up in the men's den. And Mark, you're going to do the men's den as well, right?
I am, yes. I found a video, and it's not just for us, it's for everyone. I don't know, sometimes you'll watch something and be like, man, somebody needs to hear this, or this needs to be in their life. I'm looking forward to showing you boys this.
Love that. But we always start the show with an absolute board. And I have those honors today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play you out one of the most soulful, sultry voices that you ever may have heard. His name is Louis Baker. Jordan, how good is Louis Baker?
Dude, he has one of the best songs, I think, a Kiwi artist has. That Rainbow song, like top 10.
It is incredible. Time. Now, not enough people know about this guy, so we're going to play out his song. Now, I got sent the link on this one, all right? It's just in the Dropbox.
You got email?
You got email this one, right? Gee. So we're lucky to be back.
Oh, you know him? Oh, wow.
You know, he's from Wellington.
Oh, your mate. Okay.
Now, before I play this one out, I hope that you are either by yourself or with the person you love, because this is going to make you grab someone that you don't even know and do something stupid. Here it is. It's Louis Baker singing Let's Get It On. Enjoy, shifters. We'll slow down a little bit.
Come on now.
Come on.
I've been really trying, baby.
Trying
to hold back this feeling so long.
What's the time? Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like I feel, baby, come on.
Let me know what I gotta do, Louis.
Let's get it on.
Oh. Come here, sugar.
I got a missus. Sorry.
Let's get it on.
Oh, one of them today.
Yeah, one of them ones today.
Let's get it on.
Put your lighters up.
You're welcome, family. You're welcome.
Let's get it on.
Before second verse, can we just have this?
We're all sensitive people.
We really are.
So much to give.
Oh,
with some high walls.
understand me.
Oh, this might break them down.
Since we've got to be here together, let's live. Yeah. I love you.
Just grab that. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
There's nothing wrong with me loving you. Woo, 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 oh, woo. Baby, no, no. And giving yourself to me can never be wrong.
Crack it open, John.
If a love is true, oh baby. Don't you know?
Who locked the beer fridge?
How sweet and wonderful.
That was open the other day. Come on, man. What's going on?
The beer fridge.
Why? Come on, man.
We haven't even started the show.
One team, one dream, baby.
That's a jam, bro. Shout out to Louis Shout Baker. Out to Brooke for dropping that email link.
What do you need more than Louis Baker and a guitar?
Hey, if you're an artist, by all means, send us through your music. Are those your songs? Like, let's get these relationships happening.
We're going to explain why we're asking that next week, okay? We're just figuring out how to...
We're bobbing and weaving a little bit, fam.
We can be the hub for unreleased music.
And we're trying.
Oh, man.
Things may have sounded a little bit different this week, but we'll work it out. You're going to hear about it.
Love that.
I want to get it on.
Silky.
Oh,
Silky.
That was your vibes today, guys.
How are we feeling today, lads?
I learned something yesterday.
What'd you learn?
Can I play it to you and see if you knew this already? And be honest, all right? Listen to this.
Have you ever thought why we say the word pig for the animal, but the meat is pork? Cow for the animal, but the meat is beef? Sheep is the animal, but the meat is mutton? Well, it's because England was ruled by the French for 300 years. They spoke actual French, not English, and they were the only ones who ate that meat, so they used the French word for it. The common people did not eat those meats. Why is the animal chicken? And the meat is also chicken, and the same for turkey and rabbit. That's because the upper class did not eat those meats, so the words remained the same as the Anglo-Saxon. Quite interesting, isn't it?
Oh, horse. I don't mind those types of...
Fun facts.
Those facts, eh?
Those little tidbits. Wait, I had no idea.
The upper class ate pork?
So, no. Yeah, so...
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was part of their cuisine. So they changed the name to it to more of a French sounding, I'm guessing, because the French ruled the English at that stage. And so
what
that's
about
why
ham?
Ham, again, another cut of pig.
But is that French,
so
though?
Pork, pig. No, do you know what I mean? Like, they're cuts. So they set the standard as to why those meats were changed to the different names.
I was just trying to find a loophole there somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a loophole. I didn't fact check it, but I was like, interesting. Interesting.
That is interesting.
So chicken is chicken, whether it's alive and walking around the field.
Chicken's them ones.
Chicken, you're eating it.
Chicken wanted them ones.
Yeah, chicken's it.
They thought they messed up giving the poor folk the chicken. Nah, they were eating. They were eating.
Also, shout out to all the vegans that are listening right now. We do love you as well. How you going, Jordan? You all
right? Are we though? Nah, I'm kidding. Of course we do. Why would we let what someone eats get in the way of our love for them? Never. I did see a hack. Our Facebook group page, guys, are serving absolutely 55,000 members almost. Whānau members. Ugh, that's yuck. Whānau on our Facebook group Shifters page. But I did hear like a life hack on here that I thought was exceptional. And he's actually put it under anonymous, but...
You should own that.
I should say his name, but no, I won't. He said it's to do with Paper, Scissors, Rock. We are talking about later in the show again because we're going to keep a good thread going, eh? Keep a good thing going, Brooke. It said, had to share this after Brooke's IG post regarding Rock, Paper, Scissors when making decisions toward things you can't decide on. My question is, does anyone else look at their watch or phone when their partner asks them a question and it's only a yes or no answer and the answer doesn't even really matter? You know when you kind of when your partner kind of wedges you into an answer, making you feel like you have an option? So what he does is if he looks at his phone or his watch, if the minutes are even, he says yes.
I love that.
If the minutes are odd, he says no. Now, she thinks that it's a nervous reaction. Like, she'll tell him, he said on the post, she'll tell me, don't look at your phone, don't look at your watch. Like, just say what it is. But she hasn't caught on to he's trying to look at the time.
What actually is going
or
on.
Or what he's going to say. What a great hack. Is that a great life hack?
You could find yourself doing things you really don't want to do because it's an uneven number. Like, wouldn't you just think it through and work out whether you... Whether it's a yes or no?
Round two. Wait, let me look at the time.
Give me a minute.
Sorry, it's 11:59,
baby.
Sorry, darling. Your boy's got to get his nun ice.
Run that back, Turbo.
He's got to get his nun ice, not his cock ice, okay?
I like that.
How you feeling, bro?
Good. I feel like I feel like someone needs to hear this, and maybe it was me because I went to the gym this morning and I just noticed that the gym's getting emptier and quieter and that's okay. We're just in that point of the year. You know, it's not halfway.
You're so right.
It's a bit of a slog here. You know, it's the 24th of April, and that's okay. The sun goes down a little bit quicker on the side, so, you know, you don't get as much sun over here. I think it's absolutely A-okay, but the gym looking a little quiet here this morning.
There's been even a bit of energy between us this week, eh? Like, not like bad energy necessarily, just kind of like lethargic energy. Trying to kick into, am I A into G, and it's not quite there. We have those days, April.
I think maybe this is just me, but you ride the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows.
Oh, PLM, baby, PLM.
That's it. Well, T-Pain last week, and I think you enjoy that, you know, the ecstasy that comes off that, and then you're a little bit drunk off that, and then you're just trying to match and trying to find the whole way through to match that.
Don't discount school holidays as well. People 100%. Get out of routine during
What's the moon
holidays.
Doing?
It's the second week of school holidays. People, like, thought they'd keep up their momentum for the first week. They putted out about Wednesday last week, and
money,
they slowed it surely.
A little tighter on their second week of school holidays.
The kids going through a hard time too.
Mm-hmm.
They living with you, realizing that you ain't got much options for them. You ain't really parenting that well.
At least it's not Levin.
They're like, oh, we're doing another day on the TV.
Fortnite never been so good.
Oh, this is my eighth day finding my own thing to do. No, I'm kidding.
You're almost there, family.
Love you guys. Let's get into Daily Bread. That's right, Bono, Daily Bread, breaking bread
with the news of today.
And today is April 24th. That's 115 days deep into the year, 251 left to get her in.
Get her in.
It's International Guide Dog Day. Ah, oh, guide it. Dogs, man. Like,
beautiful, beautiful.
Here we are relying on AI to be our companion, to be our big helper. How good are guide dogs?
I feel like I see guide dogs as much as I used to.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Man, they just they're in it because they just love helping humans.
What are those dogs called? Golden retrievers?
Yeah,
usually
golden labs, golden retrievers.
Man, they just seem like the most GC dog, eh?
They're the Lord's animal.
They are. They seem
good
so cousies, happy.
Good cousies dogs.
Good friendly dogs. You just think that they're so lovable and loyal. Anyways, let's keep going down the AI path. It's also Fashion Revolution Day.
Oh, that's a bit of Jordan.
I don't even know what that means.
You're the fashionista, bro.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Honestly, you are. I'm not. I come in.
Guys, I think you're fine. I am.
Yes, Matua Mark.
Whatever's free, I wear it.
Matua Dark.
And it's also World Stationery Day. Do you remember our first day back at school? And
used to love it. Durex.
Yes, stationery.
Durex.
Durex.
Is that the covering seal that you used to put on?
It's Duracell. Durex is condoms.
Yeah. Is that what you were referring to?
You said, yeah. Mark goes, yeah. What were you covering your books in?
Well, either way,
Duracell, brother.
Either way, you were covering something.
What was the epitome of wealth for stationery? Like.
Ooh, good question.
Like those four-color Bic pen options?
They were cool.
Anyone
who had a ruler.
A ruler that didn't have rulers, chips in it.
Yeah. Or like a math ruler, the little circle half-cut one, too.
Projector.
But I used to hate the rulers, and you'd be trying to do a straight line, and you had chips the whole way through it.
Oh.
Faber-Castell colouring pencils.
Oh, yes.
What's on Faber-Castell? I didn't even have that one.
Bro, they had like, they were in the red case and they had every colour.
Oh, bro, the calculator that you could actually type.
Oh, the Casio.
No, it had like it had letters.
You could do letters?
Like you could cheat. Well, no, don't do that though, kids. But back in the day.
If your mate had hardcover books and all of them were covered in Duracell, like, I was like, your parents are so wealthy.
Yeah. I went to school with a plastic bag, so.
Durex, that's crazy.
That is great.
Guys, start spreading the news. What's the next line?
I'm leaving today.
I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York. Guys, Leonardo DiCaprio is set to play Frank Sinatra.
Ooh.
In a biopic featuring apparently Jennifer Lawrence as his famed crooner's second wife, Ava Gardner. And this is what gets me most excited, because no one can do New York better than this director. It is set to be directed by Martin Scorsese.
Mm-mm.
Now, I love this because Frank Sinatra was a proper G. Proper, even like the Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr., he was one of the biggest acts at the time. A lot of states wanted to see Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra play, but they didn't want Sammy Davis Jr., who was black. And Frank Sinatra told him, up yours.
Kick rocks.
We're not coming. And he also was apparently did deals with the mafia.
He looked like a good dude, though.
He looked like a good dude. Like, so if you watch his interviews, just that's a level of class.
Leo seems like a perfect casting.
Bro, we were talking about Leo yesterday, remember? We were talking about the upper echelon and the most, like,
A-listers,
the ones that the A-listers get happy to see. Like, they're A-plus listers. And Leo would be taking over the reins. Because when we were in LA and we were covering the Grammys and stuff like that, there was like a fame level, and it was everyone's famous, the ones that were on the red carpet. And then there was like A plus famous,
George
and that
Clooney.
was the John Travolta's of the day. That was other Hollywood stars looking and were like, oh my goodness, it's John Travolta, and their limos.
Oh, sorry,
they didn't even walk the red carpet. Their limos parked right up next to the venue, and they got to bypass the red carpet so that none of the stars started to heckle them. So Leo, we've decided,
he's the Mecca.
He's the A plus plus. Yep, Brad Pitt, another one that'll be the next generation of A plus Hollywood stars. Well,
I just can't wait for
him.
Can
he sing? There's that point.
We don't need him to sing. They can do the AI voice thing. I can't wait for that movie.
If y'all need me, let me know. trolls. Well, speaking of AI, let's go to AI just really quickly. Internet trolls. You guys actually might have to get off the keyboard and actually might have to fight people soon because AI is breaking down.
Trolls are being told to watch out as police are now taking matters with the help of AI. Following last year's Rugby World Cup, an artificial intelligence company got to work investigating online hate toward match referees and their families. Earlier this month, a 22-year-old rugby fan appeared in court in Brisbane and was prosecuted for his abusive messages posted online. World Rugby World...
Yeah. You better watch out now, people. You come in, all you internet trolls.
So AI will pick it up and AI then charge finding, you.
Yeah. AI's kind of doing the work. AI is going, okay, this is where the person. We located the person. Here you go, Mr. Policeman. That's the person you need to go and arrest.
Jordan's looking sideways. Jordan's looking sideways. What does that mean? Are we trusting AI?
I don't know why that's wrong, but I know that that is wrong.
Why?
Because...
all you need is the right outcome.
How do we know it's the right outcome? How do we know AI is not?
Exactly.
Deciding that
there's
this is
already
be the
enough
right
error that humans make.
That I don't know. That part you've stumped me there. But I know that the right thing.
Also,
is the
ethics
outcome.
Of AI. Who's actually programmed it? Like, how do we know AI's bias? How do we know that they're going to get it right every single time?
Well, they got this one right. So what do you think about that? So it's around the Rugby World Cup, and this seems a little bit close to home because it's the Rugby World Cup. It was in Brisbane. It's just across the road. But they found him. He was a 22-year-old from Brisbane who was trolling the refs after the
Rugby World Cup. We've actually talked about this, yeah. Not the AI part, but...
but how do we feel about them finding, quote-unquote, the right person?
I don't agree with any hate online being... so, yes, it's not about me saying that we shouldn't catch those types
absolutely.
Of people. But I did watch a documentary. It's not helpful. I forgot what it said, but it's basically someone was arguing that AI is already... I guess racist in its because all the data that it's collected is from history and the internet. So it was like talking about AI camera in terms of the way it tracks faces and who it deems as most likely, and it was features that resemble more coloured people.
Yes.
It's just not funny, but I was just like, that's what he was trying to prove, and so there's a lot to be done in terms of where AI gets its info from. That's all I'm saying.
Which does kind of make sense. But to that point, I think we're also trying to work the other side of things. So hopefully AI can work it all out. But
I'm a believer AI can do great things, though. You know what I mean? Not just bad things.
Without a doubt. Well, either way, internet trolls, watch out because...
you ain't AI running AI. Yeah, you ain't
getting AI. And that is also your daily bread.
That is your daily bread, breaking bread with the news of today. Sponsored by AI.
This is the Morning Shift.
Shifters, some of you require a good night's sleep. And
guilty.
When your mind's a bit busy, you use sounds, particularly rain. It's a calming sense that can quiet your mind and put you to rest. And it's a really good thing. I feel like I only heard that happening like for the first time like maybe 7 years ago now, but like we got proper apps now.
You get the noises, brown noise, white noise.
You get everything.
Bro, brown noise.
Yeah, so winter uses brown noise. So it's a little easier.
Than white noise. facts.
It sounds weird, but as a parent, you'd be like, yeah, I get what he's trying to say. I get it.
This isn't mine, by the way. This is an original thought. I'm just bringing it to the show. But I'm going to... I found out something that I think's potentially very distracting. If once you hear the truth, you can't unhear it, right? You just can't. But I'm going to play you four rain sounds, except one of the rain sounds in this lineup of four rain sounds is actually not rain. It is the sound of sizzling bacon.
Oh, no.
Can you guess?
Easy.
Which one? Let's play them out. So we'll play them out in order, okay?
All right, here is sound number one.
Oh, this might be harder than I thought.
Sound number two. Here's sound number three.
What rain is that?
It's like...
It's like Madagascarian rain.
All right, and sound number four.
Okay, I thought this was going to be so easy.
Let's go again, eh? Let's just like take our time. Let's just go again through all of them one more time.
Here's okay? One.
It's not one.
Here's two.
Bit of a switch up here. Just be ready for it.
Could be two.
Here's three. It sounds like very
not
fine
sure
rain.
What that is, but yep.
And here's four.
Yeah, like sexy rain. Fine rain.
Could be four. Could be four.
So can you give us an honest layout? What's the ratio? Some of them are rain. Like, is there three rain and one bacon? Or is it two bacons, one rain? Like three, two rains? Like, what have you done?
At the start of this, I said one of those is bacon.
Okay, so only one of those is definitely bacon.
Yes.
Do you remember what it is?
So let's play each sound and we'll tag who you think.
I think Jordan's forgot which one is the right one.
No, I don't. That's why Hendo helps us.
So number one, is it rain or is it bacon?
I mean, you guys have to say it. I know
frying,
the answer.
At least you're deep frying, I think that's rain.
That feels like both.
Like, I know what you're saying, but that sounds like it's in a puddle of bacon and the fat there. I think it's more leaning towards the rain. You know what
Lock
I'm saying?
It in.
One more. Nah, that sounds like bacon to me.
So you're going rain, you're going bacon? Rain.
I'm
okay, rain.
Rain on me, baby.
Yeah. Mark, next one.
Two.
Lock it in.
That's
three,
rain.
Two, one.
I don't. Well, no. I'm gonna go with rain then.
Third one.
No, that's. I don't know what that
These
is.
These all
not
sound
bacon.
Like bacon to me.
None of that.
Last one.
Bacon. Bacon.
That sounds like drizzling.
All right, this is going on too long.
Bacon. He's remembered.
The answer is. They're all bacon. Nah, they're not.
Oh,
I usually do that and it's annoying. So I do want to be annoying. I want to try and change. I want to evolve. It's 2024. Mark, come back to us. The answer is the first one's bacon.
Yes.
So you're right, Mark.
Oh, Mark was right.
You porky pork. He got it right because he can smell it. No, but apparently a lot of the rain sounds are actually just fried like bacon sounds. Like that it's not 10 hours where someone went out there.
Ruined
like
everyone's.
They change the levels, they sometimes slow it down a little bit, but it's just fried bacon.
No.
Or fried chicken.
On those
Bro,
apps
now I'm
gonna
be
stuff.
Hungry.
Yes. No.
It's not actual rain.
Just put a microphone on microphone. Microphone.
Who's
outside?
Paying some poor soul 20 hours to go out there with a mic and just stand there?
You only gotta easier. Do it for 10 seconds then loop it.
That's easier and quicker than cooking bacon.
And
I'm
I know that sucks, but I also know that because I said that now, for those who use the rain app, all you're gonna think about is fried chicken. And if you don't eat meat,
bacon.
It's over. You're gonna have to find a new sound.
No, you're not.
He's not even sorry.
You're not sorry.
You're not sorry.
I am. You don't know me. You don't know my heart.
I know deep down that there's this giggle going on right now, right here in Jordan's heart.
A menace.
No giggling. If I have to know the truth, y'all have to know the truth.
Find a new sound. Even one.
Find a new sound because those baby pigs that are just sizzling on that poor pan for you to think it's rain, it's very sad.
Now everyone's going to...
I'm going vegan tomorrow. Goodbye.
Tomorrow, though. Not right now. We'll get one more day in.
Peace.
This is The Morning Shift.
Shifters, we're layering this bad boy up. We're going to a brand new level. I don't want the PTSD to make you think that we're going to stop the show right here. No, don't worry. The show will continue after this. But we are playing Paper, Scissors, Rock to determine some people's future.
Oh, we got in so much trouble for playing Paper, Scissors, Rock before. Should we really be doing this?
New media, baby.
People thought we had hangovers and we just wanted to end the show early. It's ridiculous. We've finished the show with a lot of words.
That's damn sure.
However, maybe we should have cut that one short too.
However, in today's one, we are going to play Paper, Scissors, Rock. Now, the thing about this is you saw how intense, how real, just the level of integrity that we hold the game Paper, Scissors, Rock to.
Correct.
So if you have submitted your submissions through to us, I would like you to know that you didn't really know this, but you've basically signed a oath that if you don't...
Yes.
If you do not...
You're going to hell. What?
Basically what Jordan said.
Okay, yeah.
You know what, too?
What, like, plays out with Paper, Scissors, Rock.
This all off the backs of a dude who was willing to Paper, Scissors, Rock his entire inheritance, like a house.
Thank you.
Yeah, like your problem compared to a man who just said, you know what, let's...
And he didn't seem like he had a sulk or a sook about it. He lost and he goes, nah, oh well, no inheritance for me. Well, all good, it is what it is.
Boy, there's some big ones in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's some life-altering ones potentially.
For
a couple years.
Okay.
So how do we do this, Brooke?
I wish I have turns.
I need a follow-up. We might have to do this
Friday.
Yeah,
we're going to chase this up because we know who you are. We'll just have turns. One time, Mark and Jordan will play. One time, Jordan and I will play.
Okay.
All right, we're cool with that?
Your fate is in our hands.
It absolutely is. And also, before we even go much further, because I know some people are probably getting really angry, it is Paper, Scissors, Rock. Because that's been one of the arguments that came back the most.
It's just so weird that you say Paper, Scissors, Rock.
It's Paper, Scissors, Rock.
Well, how else
rock,
would
paper,
someone say it, brother?
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah.
We always call it Rock, Paper, Scissors.
They're from the Tron.
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Or Stewart Island.
Some people were saying Scissors, Paper, Rock.
Or Henderson. Yeah. One of those three.
I would actually take it. That is true. I would actually take Gang Gang Gamore. That's the other one I would take.
Where do you think Gang Gang Gamore came from?
I would say Samoa.
Oh my God.
It's not Samoa.
Keep the music down.
It's not Samoa. I think it's Samoa.
Gang Gang Gamore. Samoan.
Gang Gang Gamore. Gang Gang Gamore. No? I am. Maybe I'm absolutely wrong, but I think I'm
right. I actually don't know, but I don't think it's Samoan. And the fact that you still... Let's move on. Paper, Scissors, Rock, Fano. Here we
go. All right, here's our very...
Gang, gang, gamo also.
Here's our very, very first one. Mark, if you would do us the honours today and play out our first one.
Kia ora, brothers. Paper, Scissors, Rock. We put an offer on a house on Friday for, I'm going to say, $700. And now winning offers over $730. They came back to us today and said, we'll give it to you for $710. But $710's right at the max. So, Paper, Scissors, Rock, what do you think? Or should we hold out and be like, no, we'll stay solid?
See, Mark, you're the house guy.
Goodness.
You're the house guy.
We're not doing
this. No, we are. This is
your
future. You signed up for.
We are not. Are you serious? We're about to decide this.
Hang on, Mark, but you could talk about this. You've bet a lot more and it's paid off. A lot more. We won't tell that story today, but it's just 10K more could be good.
But what's the situation? Like, are there other people involved in this situation?
It's not up to us, Mark.
If they don't win this negotiation.
Children's futures are involved, that's all, Mark.
Okay.
Win, lose, or draw. Okay, Mark, since you're the kind of the property guy, which one would you like to choose?
I'll take because I don't know enough about the situation, the no. If I win, it's a no.
Okay. If I win,
it's a yes.
It's a yes.
You're taking 17.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Palm up like this.
I can't see you.
Sorry, here we go. Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, I won. Oh, paper, scissors, 17.
You shouldn't do this.
Hey, man, it's not up to us, Mark.
Paper says rock tapu to that person. I won, guys, so you've got to go back for that 7-10 offer. You got to make it work.
Hey, bet the house, baby. The house always wins. Make it work.
You can make it work.
I can't wait to send us photos of the brand new house.
Brooke, when you suggested this, I didn't think it was life-changing.
Hey, man, I
didn't make the rules, Mark.
Okay.
I make the rules.
Hey, also, we didn't tell anyone to send in their life-altering ones. Mm. You know, we didn't force them.
Hey, twist of fate, though. Twist of fate. All right, let's go to the next one. Jordan and I will play the next one.
Hi, boys. Paper, scissors, rock. Oh. Do I or do I not get some fake melons? I've wanted to for maybe 8 years, but I always tell myself it's not worth it. But I really want to. But I'm so stingy and I want to, like, that's invest good. 10 stingy's or 20 good. Grand or whatever as opposed to spending it.
Oh,
but I also know that I just really love it because, yeah, I really want them. But should I or should I not? You guys decide, please.
I'm out of
bazookas,
one.
Baby. For the bazookas.
Brooke wants to say, we don't know enough.
Tell us more.
I know what I want to go.
I'm going to get them. I'm saying
yeah,
get
exactly.
Them.
So I'm going to say no.
All right. Here goes.
Sis, I got you. I'm going to block. I'm going to block that train of thought because you're right. You need to be in investments.
Them titties coming your way.
Ready?
Yeah.
Brooke.
I can't believe they have to do this.
Oh, you really have to get it too.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah. I want to block it. I got you.
Get them titties, girl!
Oh my days!
Get them bazookas!
Oh my days!
Go a size bigger than you thought as
man.
Well.
Spread that eczema with those watermelons. It's boosh.
I had to go rock because I knew it. I knew what it was going to be.
That's an inside joke, bro. Sorry.
That's
anyway, move on.
Sauce coming your way. Taylor, congratulations. We got a couple more of these. This one is Christiana.
Paper, scissors, rock this one because I honestly don't know what to do. But I shouldn't be laughing. But my ex-best friend did me pretty dirty.
Oh, no.
But she just messaged and said that her nan has passed away.
Ooh.
And she's invited me to her tangi.
Oh.
And I don't know whether to go. Do I go? Do I not? Is that being mean? I don't know. I don't know what to do. So please. I feel so bad even saying this right now. But I it's actually a problem right now I have. And I need help.
Brooke and Mark haven't been yet. You guys can rock off for that one.
Mark, which one do you want to go?
Oh, you go?
No, like, no, bro. This is the Lord saying that maybe you should go.
That's my boy right there, bro. That's my boy. That's who really he is. This is my Virgo right here. Everyone think he's all positive and she. He like, no, you don't get it.
Nah, I wouldn't. What does she do? We don't know. So here we go.
All right, I'm
so
going.
So, Mark, you're going.
I'm saying you go. Like, you bury the hatchet. It's a death in the family. Come on now.
I'm saying. Well, the hatchet is also.
Yeah, she might have been ratchet. We don't know. You got to draw the line in the sand. This is where we go. Ready, Mark? Paper, scissors, rock.
Oh,
you don't go.
You do a delay. You say it delays. He delays.
Hey, you can say a prayer for them, but don't say it there.
Nah, you got to go again. Sorry, that was delayed.
What you delayed?
Mean? Honestly, was delayed.
You go like this.
You got to say paper, scissors. You know,
you got some haters.
Nah,
man.
Hurry up. Do
you
that
guys
again.
Some haters.
Do
the Lord again. Clearly ain't want her to go.
Do that again.
You guys some
ready?
Haters.
Ready?
Yeah.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Yeah. See, that's twice, baby. That's twice. Send some flowers, you know?
I don't want to do this anymore. I actually feel bad. Like, have we got any more?
Yeah, we got two more.
Oh, no.
Actually, I'm not even going to be like, we had hundreds come through.
This okay, might be let's a new finish segment. It. Let's finish it.
All right, let's go to, this one's Ellie. Let's go to Ellie.
I can put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin. Scissors, paper, rock. Should I or should I not YOLO it and book a ticket from Sydney to Chicago and then road trip to Milwaukee for Wisconsin Fest?
Oh, yeah, you should do it. You should just do it. Also,
Brooke will host you.
Shut up, Jordan.
Okay.
Wait, who's doing what? Who's T-Pain?
I'll go. If I win, she can't come.
If Mark wins, book the tickets.
Book the ticket.
All right. Yeah, I'd love to. This would be
here
an awesome
see,
experience.
This is a good one. Here we go.
Awesome
here we go. Here we go. Paper, scissors, rock. Sis, you got to save. You got to keep that savings. Maybe this wasn't the trip.
Watch the live stream.
This wasn't the trip.
Watch the live stream.
I want that one.
Exact same thing.
Okay, right. Last one.
One more.
I've been thinking lately that I want to change my job. I work in a hospital in Canada, and I have been working in one for like 12 years. And recently, I've decided I think I need a new job. So can you do rock, paper, scissors and decide if I change jobs? Thanks.
That's how you want it. It changed.
Helping good people. I love Canada, by the way.
Canada, great.
It's a great country.
Take me back to the six.
It's like New Zealand, but cool.
Do you know what? This is more than that. Brooke hasn't lost. Brooke has not lost a rock, paper, scissors.
I reckon she leaves the job.
Okay.
I'm leaning on the side of you.
Okay.
You've done the Lord's work.
I'm going to really play now because I wanted to keep her job. Are you ready? Last one for today. Paper, scissors. Wait.
Paper, scissors, rock. Look at me.
Yeah, I got you.
I already know what it is.
I got you.
I read you like a book.
I got you.
I read you like a book.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Read them like a book, family. Read them like a book, family. Read them like a book. You send that letter in. You say, hey, it's been real. 12 years. I want to thank you for all your time. Everything that you have done for me, but my services are no longer needed here.
We're checking in with these people too. We are checking in with these people.
This is there's an oath that you sign with it. I'm sorry, but you got hospital ain't for you no more. Big adventures out there. Hey man, we might come back with this one. We're gonna chase this one up. Paper, scissors, rock. Should we play paper, scissors, rock for the show?
No.
No, shut up.
I'm joking, everyone.
This is the morning shift.
Kia ora, good evening and everything in between. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is True News.
For you!
And in your three news stories today, such your passports earlier than usual.
Oh, don't
say
that.
Three strike law is back in. And ancient Indian snake thought to be longer than a school bus.
Oh, I can't even watch snake videos.
Passport one too, love that. Let's get into it.
Hey, if you all are looking to travel, New Zealanders are being warned to apply for a new passport at least 2 months before they need them.
Oh, I gotta check mine.
Oh no, why are they doing that?
Current advice from the Department of Internal Affairs is that people should allow up to 8 weeks plus delivery for standard passport to be issued, because usually it's like 10 days. Nah, they're asking for 8 weeks now. Right. The extended wait times are blamed on upgrades to the passport system and an increased seasonal demand. Almost 38,000 Kiwis are currently waiting for a new passport.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're trying to get out of here.
No, I think it's more than that. They need money somewhere, and they're going to make people buy the emergency ones.
Well, the urgent service remains 2 days.
You started to think like that now, and that's how I need you to be thinking, brother.
Don't let them get you, family. Don't let them get you.
Either way.
So they're acting like they're the good guy now. Hey, let us, we're going to give you enough time. We gave you the heads up. Yeah, we'll see.
Imagine that. 10 days is your usual waiting time. Now it's 8 weeks. Plus delivery.
How much is the urgency? Does it have it in there?
I don't know. I don't know the price on what it costs.
Have you guys, are your passports up to date?
I actually have to check that now.
Oh my gosh. I just got secondhand anxiety.
Everyone does. If you've got
a trip
coming up.
I never get anxiety, by the way.
If everyone's planned a trip, anyone who's trained to plan.
We'll be all right. It's all right.
In the other news, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee have unveiled and they have reversed the three strike law. The three strikes law, I guess, is a type of law designed to selectively incapacitate repeat offenders by mandating lengthy prison sentences for those convicted of particular crimes.
Mark, what did you just say?
So, if you are a repeat offender in a certain set of crimes, usually around violent crimes or sexual offences, basically you don't get, it's not about getting a new trial each time. If you've done it three times,
it's just
you're basically keep you thrown away. Your three strikes, you're out. And that's why it's called the three strikes law. And Labor had got rid of it and National's bringing it back. So we've had it before, but there's a couple of new updates to it, but they're bringing it back in. Three strikes, you're basically out. There's no chance of bail, and there's no chance of the sentences will be huge. They reckon
that's what they promised.
They reckon it's going to cost an extra $10.7 million per year. That's the estimate for the cost of extra inmates. Speaking of which, I saw an amazing documentary.
What?
I watched a lot of Netflix on the weekend, and it's called Unlocked, and it's a jail experiment.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, what they decided they'd do was they would open up the doors. Usually what they were doing was running a 23-in-1, which means 23 hours in your cell, 1 hour out a day to exercise or to interact with other prisoners. And the sheriff came in and he was like, you know what? I've seen over in Scandinavia that they've got these prisons that basically run themselves. No prison guards, no nothing. You're doing your time in there, but you're actually trying to rehabilitate. And if you've got time to watch Unlocked, what they do is that they find I guess it's called a lot or whatever, a part of the prison where they decide to try and run this, where they take out the prison guards and they allow the prisoners all access to the prison yard, to organising who eats when kind of thing. and let them run themselves. And it's a crazy adventure of watching politics at play within a prison ground. But ultimately what happens is, I don't want to give it all away, but they actually work it out, the prisoners, and they talk to each other and they open up and they understand that they actually have to work together to make sure that everyone eats. They have to work together to make sure that everyone's safe when they go to sleep at night, because, you know, you can walk in and out of each other's cells. And basically, the prisoners do their own thing, and it works. And I hear, like, it was weird that I saw that this came through, that this law came through, and that I'd watch this unlocked on Netflix. And you should definitely watch it. Watching the psyche.
Yeah, I'm keen on that.
Yeah. And just a different
very
way.
Interesting.
Hey, on Netflix, this is completely separate to what you were talking about as well, but I heard the word Netflix, so ADHD, here we go. Baby Reindeer. You watch Baby Reindeer, right?
Yes.
Do you know the main actor? Have you heard about this?
No.
The main actor, it actually happened to him. He's the guy.
Is it actually his story? I knew it was based on a true story.
Just happens to be a comedian and he's incredible at what he does. But,
oh, wow.
So it's a true story about him.
Wow, it's very revealing. It's a very, very revealing. So Baby Reindeer, another one to watch if you want to, and Unlocked for Netflix, and of course...
Sorry to sidetrack that completely for you.
All good. Finally on True News for Yous today, ancient Indian snake thought to be longer than a school bus. An ancient giant snake in India might have been longer than a school bus and weighed a ton, researchers have reported. The fossils found near a coal mine revealed a snake that stretched an estimate 11 metres to 15 metres. It's comparable to the largest known snake, which is around 13 metres. So this thing, let's go for the max. It was 15 metres long. The largest living snake today in Asia is around 10 metres.
What were you doing in India, Brooke, my guy? But honestly, snakes, I've never seen a snake in real life, but I have the biggest phobia.
Oh, no, we should do it.
Oh, we ain't doing it.
Yeah, let's get on the back.
I can't even watch snake videos. I peer around my hand. Like,
that's your kryptonite.
What do you not like about them? Like, what? They're just unpredictable.
I have just something for them, eh? Like, they're just...
Just not you.
Mm.
What's 50... Like, I'm sorry, in my head, I'm trying to work out what 15 meters is. You know,
is
there something comparable that you can be like, okay, that's 15 meters?
Well, I did use school bus. That's a nice place to start. But it's
okay,
Jordan.
The length of this warehouse.
They reckon it lived 47 million years ago West India, so it died ages ago.
Oh,
we good.
Yeah. What am I worried about?
Mm.
Love that, guys. My name's Jordan.
And I'm Brooke.
And that was also my tour mark. And that was True News
for you.
This is The Morning Shift.
But my life is good.
The Men's Den.
Real good.
Thanks to Spades Summit Ultra.
As we rest up on the leather couches in the Men's Den, where everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
A chance to slow it down and have a conversation. Thanks to our mates at Spades Summit Ultra. Helping mates
be better mates.
Great slogan.
Gentlemen, I don't know who needs to hear this, and I don't think anyone in particular needs to hear this, but I heard it and I was like, wow. Now, it's research done into the roles of both the mum in a child's life and the dad in a child's life. And I don't think it's something we listen to and go, oh, I've got to be this. Because I think we're past that time in this world. I think it's just an explanation as to how we naturally help our kids be who they are, right? So I want you to have a listen to this and tell me what your thoughts are afterwards.
The idea that a father does not have an attachment to his child, a fundamental, intense, profound relationship with his child, is very difficult to swallow. And we now know that obviously this is not true. But the attachment relationships a child builds with its mother and father are different. They are just as intense and just as profound and just as influential, but they are different. So when we look at a mum's attachment relationship, it is very much based on nurture. And it's quite an exclusive relationship. So it's very much between the two, between the mother and child, and they're very much turned in on each other. So it's an inward-looking relationship. Okay, and it's all about that security, that nurturing security. When we look at dads, that is also based on nurture. So there's very much a nurturing element there, but there is an additional element. And this is really critical to the dad's role, because as well as nurture, there is an element of what we call challenge. So rather than it being an exclusive relationship, inward looking, what we see with fathers is they go, I love you, I nurture you, I am your secure foundation. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you around, I'm going to go, there's the world, and you need to learn how to deal with it.
Do you know what's interesting is that in this room right now, sitting on these couches, we have three different people with three different experiences
yeah.
with their fathers and their mothers' roles from a young age. So whether or not you needed to hear this while you're listening right now or whether we needed to hear it, but it is interesting to know that from research, you know, a dad's role is very much still nurturing, but what they found is that it's more of a, I'm nurturing you to face this world. And whether or not that has any effect on us as the three of us with three very different experiences with our dads and our roles, and then our mums as well. So how did that hit you? Jordan, what did you think when you heard that? This is, I mean, you were brought up with a mum and a dad.
Yeah, definitely. There's still so much to process, eh? Because, like, I mean, in this medium sense, when we want to share something to it, we're also just so aware that everyone has such different experiences. And based on how much they've processed those experiences, they're going to hear different things from what you just played out.
Mm.
You know, for me, I guess I just feel a sense of gratitude for the parents that I did have. And I think from a young age, like, I realized, or once I had realized that not all my friends and people that I loved and cared about had the same experience, I felt very comfortable with telling them that I cared for them and that I loved them and that I was proud of them and that I supported them, because I remember when I was like a teenager and my mate told him, like, he ain't never heard his dad say one single compliment. And he had this resistance to, like, say, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not saying you don't care about me, it's just that ain't our thing. But I remember feeling like, this is a different experience that he's having, and I don't know if I could handle that. And a lot of people come from, they've never heard their mum say, or were never there, or their dad weren't there, or, and how do you go out and face the world when, you know, it's that whole inner child stuff that we always regurgitate and talk about. But I hear that and I just feel a sense of what am I supposed to do with the support and the love and the nurturing that I have had? And if I can, pay it forward in some way, obviously in my parenting style, but also the love that I give to the people that I care about and that I love, that would be maybe a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot to process, hey?
Yeah.
And you're so right, because it's everyone's going to hear something different. I also heard that and felt this real level of, like, gratitude towards my mum, because I was like, man, she stuck it out and did two jobs.
Mm.
Absolute champion. And then on the other side, I'm thinking to myself, because I'm at the point now where I don't allow myself to kind of tap into, I almost feel like I'm giving my dad gratification if I tap too far into that other side at the moment, because I feel like I'm past that and I'm good where I am now. So I didn't really lean too much into that side, but then I was thinking, how lucky am I that I have this golden opportunity to, because I think I am the luckiest person in the world at times when I sit and I look at my son Winter. Like, I really think that. But how lucky am I that every single day that I hope, I think probably all dads, parents think this, but I just want Winter to be like, that's my hero.
Mm.
And so I didn't have that growing up, and so now I have this golden opportunity that only he'll be able to say that, only he'll know. Mm. And he may say that out loud, he may not, but I just want him to have the feeling of going, frick, that's my hero.
Interesting, eh? Because I heard something completely different, as we've already stated. I'm sure anyone listening right now would have heard something different as well. And then, you know, you try and place, you know, when you can have those moments where dad was facing you towards the world and teaching you, you know, it's, you know, you need to learn how to navigate it. And I think to myself, as a child that didn't grow up with his parents for the first 3 years of his life, and then was gifted, you know, was gifted the chance by my step-parents to help me form what it is, how I see the world and how I am treated in the world and how I treat myself during this world. Like, I see, you know, my old man used to be out on the farm with me, and, you know, if the motorbike was going to fall, it was going to fall and I was going to fall with it. And he'd pick me up and would, you know, dust off the knees. And whereas I have those distinct memories of my mum trying to prevent it from happening. Mm. And it's just, yeah, it gave me a real warm feeling. Like, even though I didn't get the chance to grow up within a family that was genetically mine, I still was gifted the chance to be able to grow up in a family that loved me unconditionally and allowed me to feel and see the world how I should feel and see the world as any other child would.
The other one it did for me was it gave me understanding, because what she was talking about, how the love between Winter and Rita, so Winter and his mum, I could see that. I've never really thought about it that way, but there's like a nurture that his mum has towards him. There's a love, I can see it between Winter and his mum that we don't have, not in a bad way, but just hearing that is the understanding from the other side, which is nice to hear.
But I love the point where she's making, is that there's a different type of nurture and different type of power. Like a dad's love is no less intense, even if he doesn't say it as much. Mm. But I also think, sorry, I had another thought, like, let's, you know, us talking around it and around our experiences is also a good reminder, just that sometimes we can't always project onto other people what their parental experience should be like, or how they should be to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very, and sometimes even if you're a friend and you might see like there's a little crack there or there's something that they might need to explore, it's not always the job to go, hey, you know, have you thought about that, or like all the time. Like people have timing with their experiences, and I especially tread lightly when I imagine, you know, some of my friends in that who have had, you know, horrific experiences. Like, it's just our job to love and support, you know.
Mm.
But I love talking about this stuff.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Ah. Better parents.
To trying to be better parents. To being better mates.
Only good one for the hard ones.
Spates, Summit Ultra.
Oh,
thank you for the Men's Den this week.
That's the show, guys. Sorry, I forgot to say. And as I always say, as we always say.
Hey, we're not here tomorrow, though.
We aren't here tomorrow. It's Anzac Day. Shout out Anzac Day.
Be safe.
Spare a thought, remember those who came before us too, and check on your people.
Love ya.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm making a bird.